All right, everybody. This is Man vs. Mob Radio. I'm 15 seconds late, so sorry about that. So let's see. I am your host, Patrick Clerkin, and you're listening to Man vs. Mob Radio, which is on every Monday night from 7 to 8. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio that you're listening to. And unfortunately, due to the nature of the weather outside right now, I do not have any in-studio guests this week. So it's just me and you, my loyal audience. So please call in, because I like to have conversations with people rather than just listen to myself talk and come up with stuff off the top of my head. So if at any point you have the time and the inclination, call in tonight at 855-915-9636. Once again, that's 855-915-9636. If you want to remember the last four digits, it's WMFO, which is the studio. Let's see. Thanksgiving was last week. Did everybody have a good Thanksgiving? I had a pretty small Thanksgiving. My parents, my uncle, my sister lives in Spain, so she wasn't there, but in spirit. And I have a pretty interesting I started, for those of you who don't know this, I started a different career course about 6 months ago now. It's kind of crazy. So I was a mechanical engineer, and I resigned the job that I had, which I had had for 3 years, and got into this radio program and a podcast and freelance work. And one of the sort of side jobs that I started doing recently was Friday nights, Saturday nights, occasionally when I get called on for a shift. I work at a local bar, and I'm the door guy, basically a bouncer. And it's been pretty entertaining, I have to say. So I was in a fraternity in college, and I got a little bit of that bouncer experience when I was in that fraternity. And it has not changed much, even though it's like, you know, everybody's like 10 years older in this situation. So a couple of the better stories so far, somebody in line, this white dude gave me an ID with a clearly Hispanic man's picture on it. And I told him, this clearly isn't you. And he actually did try to protest and insist that it was him. That was fairly entertaining. I said that I couldn't let him in, and that he should maybe at least try to get the race / ethnicity matching him next time. Let's see, what else? The bar was closing, and next to the door to the back room, there is a booth, and I happened to just catch out of the corner of my eye this girl as she was throwing up on the table, and then kind of went face first into her own vomit, and then kind of turned into a rubber woman and just completely collapsed and slid underneath the table. And her friend was basically trying to pull her out through the bottom of the table, like against the table legs and everything. I mean, in retrospect, it's funny, and she was perfectly all right. At the time, it was a bit concerning, but you know, you got to find the humor in these situations. So, you know, that was my, that was the end of my last week. Okay, so tonight I'm gonna kind of, because it's just me in the studio, I'm gonna do a little bit of music, I think, and then sort of just interject tidbits, stories, whatever I find interesting, and if anybody calls in, I will just basically throw any plans that I had to the side and talk with them. But once again, the studio line is 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. And I guess I should probably mention, so Man vs. Mob Radio, which is the program you're listening to right now, and once again, I'm Patrick Clerkin, your host. Man vs. Mob Radio is really generally a conversational format show. So I have this semester so far, I've had 10, it's every Monday at 7, and I've had 10 probably episodes with in-studio guests and some call-ins, which have been good. But that's generally what I try to do, you know, talk about anything. And so when I first started over the summer, I had an early morning slot. It was from 3 to 4 a.m. on Saturdays, which was pretty ill-conceived on my part. I gave an interview recently to, I feel like a jerk because I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but a guy who was, I guess I should say a journalist who was working for the Tufts Daily newspaper on campus, and he did a great interview. He wrote a great little piece about sort of community members that are working, that have a radio program with WMFO. And so I was telling him about how earlier in the summer I had that 3 to 4 slot and how I referred to it as kind of the doldrums. But my plan originally was to kind of mimic the Taxi Cab Confession type format, which I don't know if you're familiar with that show, but it's on HBO. I'm not sure if it's still on. But basically, this cab driver would drive around in the early morning hours of the Vegas area, and he would have some very fascinating people in the back, you can only imagine, right? And some very interesting, dark, hilarious conversations with people. So I was hoping that being so early in the morning, I could get that kind of thing to happen. But then I realized, well, nobody knows that I exist. Nobody knows that this program exists. So just simply starting out at 3 or 4 a.m. is a bad call. It was the middle of the summer, so nobody was on campus. That was also not working in my favor. And then third of all is that you mostly get really trashed people at that time, or nobody's listening. So I kind of had to shelve that. And then this semester, I shifted to Mondays at 7, and that's been a lot easier to have people on, have guests, call-ins occasionally, stuff like that. But I do hope at some point, and actually I'm considering doing this next semester, of doing something called the Sunday Confessional, where it would be still Man vs. Mob Radio affiliated, or maybe a sub show under that, under the sub, I guess I should say, Sunday Confessional would be a subheading under Man vs. Mob Radio. But really the idea is to have a program on Sunday, probably evenings, I would guess, and to just have people call in with stuff that has happened to them, stuff that they, want to get off their chest, stuff that maybe they feel guilty about, really any kind of, it could just be an interesting story. But it's kind of based on the format. Obviously, you can tell by the title that you remember the Catholic Church confessionals that were, I don't really know how popular they are anymore, but they were a pretty big thing. So this would just be an open format version of that. Probably not a good place to confess to murder, though. I would recommend not doing that on public radio. Same thing with any other serious crimes. But in general, I would love to do call-ins. Okay, so if I can figure out how to get my music from my playlist on Spotify, which I'm not supposed to use anymore, onto the software here. I'm going to try to figure that out in the background. Okay. So, and if this doesn't work, then I'm just going to say screw it. But I should say, in the meantime, 855-915-9636 is the studio line. 855-915-9636. All right. This is like a weird multicolored checkerboard on the screen, and it kind of looks like something that was designed in the 90s, like maybe end of the Soviet era, early internet. Okay. Well then. What is this? Aux 2. Man, this is not easy. On the fly. Aux 1. See, this would be the point where having somebody else in the studio or several other people in the studio, they could pick up the moments of silence and the strangeness, if you're tuning in, of me trying to piece together a program and put my music on. Okay, so the song that I'm about to play is Nothing Stopping Me by Vicetone and Kat Nestle. So enjoy it. Just want to say sorry about that, technical difficulties. Here's the song. Just when I realize you've been shutting me out, I start to reach for the sky and nothing's falling down. Ooh, everybody knows how the story goes, but fairy tales have been lying to me. Every time I try, just run and hide. Now I'm finally feeling free. Tell me, can you see me now? While I rise above the crowd, who would have known I'd make it out? Your broken world, no. You thought you tore me down. I'm not giving up now, you know. So tell me, can you see me now? Right. right, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed that. And I'm going to be doing a little bit of music and some talk tonight. But the talk would be a lot more enjoyable for me and probably for you if you were participating in it. So the studio number is 855-915-9636. Once again, 855-915-9636. Let's talk about anything. I don't really care. I mean, did anything weird happen to you over your Thanksgiving break? Anything weird happen to you today in the snow? I just want to vent about traffic or how people can't remember to drive when it's snow. Have you seen The Irishman on Netflix? I watched that recently. I thought that was pretty good. I thought it was a little too long. 3.5 hours, not really necessary. Martin Scorsese needs an editor. It was like the Atlas Shrugged of Netflix movies. So I also actually, I don't know if most people even know what this is, but I saw the movie Jojo Rabbit recently, and I thought that was phenomenal. So if you have a chance to go see it, I believe it's still playing at the Somerville Theater. That's kind of like the local indie theater, but really good movie. It's about, I know it sounds strange or controversial. I mean, I know it's controversial, but it's about a little boy who grows up in Nazi Germany as part of the Hitler Youth, and kind of like his whole world is this indoctrinated, he's been indoctrinated since he was 7 years old or something like that. And so this is his whole view of the world. And his mother, who's played by Scarlett Johansson, is part of the resistance. And he meets a Jewish girl that's being held in the, she's like being stashed away in the room upstairs. And so he's really skeptical of her, and really he wants to like turn her in and all that. And he's really conflicted. His childhood friend, you know how a lot of kids have like invisible childhood friends, his actual invisible friend is Adolf Hitler himself. So Hitler keeps trying to tell him, oh, you know, you need to turn her in, you need to do this to be a good little Nazi. But it's actually it's a pretty funny, heartfelt, entertaining, cute movie, despite the fact that it's set in this backdrop of Nazi Germany. I could kind of compare it in a way to, there was a movie that came out this past year, maybe 2 years ago, called The Death of Stalin, which is also hilarious. If you've ever seen the show Veep on HBO, it's the same people that wrote Veep. It's actually very, very entertaining. So I recommend The Irishman on Netflix and Jojo Rabbit. Go catch it at Somerville Theater while it's still there. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next song. And okay, so this one is going to be Dreamers by Sweet Disaster. I'm going to pull it up. I'm looking out the window right now. It's crazy. The snow is blowing sideways. All right, everybody. Enjoy it. Once again, Dreamers. Sweet Disaster by Dreamers.
Last call, 40s at the corner store to take to bed. Tell me that you need me on the floor. Pass out in your dirty clothes. Ask me what the hell I'm looking for. Like you don't know. You're making it so feels brand new. Only got bad things on my mind when I'm with you. And so it goes, we found our sweet disaster in a river of champagne. Swimming through the morning after, we float away.
All right, everybody, that was Sweet Disaster by Dreamers. I hope you like that. I should mention that my taste in music is a bit of a mix, so I think it's kind of the same genres tonight, but, you know, there might be a random song in there that just doesn't really fit with the rest, but, you know, bear with me. That's just kind of, that's me. I'm weird. So during that song, what was playing, I went over and turned the studio lights on because they were like 50% on. And that has allowed me to see a whole lot better. So, you know, the guys before me who host Kid Cousins, great guys. They're hilarious. They do a good program, but for some reason they really like to operate in partial darkness. So, you know, I have to go turn the lights on. Sometimes I forget to do that and I'm stuck. And then I end up really just not being able to see the little labels on things in the studio. But now I'm good. So, I realized recently that, maybe you're kind of like me in this regard. You know, you sort of give yourself a pat on the back because you say, you know, I don't actually really watch that much television. I don't really watch that many TV shows. I mean, a lot of us watch streaming services, but me in particular, I don't even really watch that many, you know, streaming television shows or anything like that. And then I realized, oh, wait a second, I'm probably just taking all that time that used to be on television and watching a ton of YouTube videos. So it's kind of like that microdosing thing where you go, no, I don't really smoke cigarettes anymore. And meanwhile, you take like 10 trillion hits of nicotine vape. or you say, I don't really spend that much money. And then you buy those little micro payment video game upgrades. Yeah, I think it's just kind of, it's easier to hide now. Okay, so for those of you just tuning in, this is Man vs. Mob Radio. I am your host, Patrick Clerkin, and I'm doing a little bit of a mixed program tonight. A little bit of talk, a little bit of music, but don't take this as my general format. You know, I'm going to be a little bit rusty tonight because I haven't been just hanging out by myself in the studio for like 4 months now. Generally, my format is having an in-studio guest and doing call-ins and things like that. So I encourage you to call in, talk about whatever's going on in your life, whatever you want to discuss or make a recommendation or a comment. The studio call-in line is 855-915-9636. Once again, 855-915-9636. You don't call in, The show might be a little bit more boring, but I'm basically just going to, like I said, stick to little anecdotes and playing some songs. So I'm going to switch over to the next song, which is So I Stayed by Nigeia John. Enjoy it. Everybody, that was So I Stayed by Nigeia John. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Man vs. Mob Radio that you've been listening to, or maybe that you just tuned into, and I am your host, Patrick Clerkin. And if you started to hear that song kind of echoey, I apologize. I kind of bumped something on the table. I'm not sure if it was only making it sound that way in my headset or if that was transmitting that way. So that was my bad. Let's see. I have really realized how long a show is when you don't have in-studio guests to take up the other side of the conversation. Other shows really fly by. This one, ticking by. Okay, So I'll just go to immediately... Oh, actually, before I go to the next song, I found this piece of paper on the table during that last song. So the WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. And that was for the donations drive, which is ongoing, and it will be ongoing through December 17th. Pretty important. We rely on your donations to keep this going and, you know, keep the airwaves free and have all these freeform programs. So please consider donating. At some point in this program, I'm going to read another PSA. I don't know what that's going to be yet. There's a big binder here next to me, and I will rifle through that during the next song. Okay, so the next song is going to be Overload by Life of Dylan. So enjoy. Hold on a sec. Hold up. I want to play the original version of the song, not that Chainsmokers remix. All right, take two. Overload by Life of Dylan.
So long, you're all that I
All right, everybody. You are listening to Man vs. Mob Radio, and I'm your host, Patrick Clerkin. And that was a catchy song, wasn't it? That was Overload by Life of Dylan. And I've never heard of Life of Dylan, and I don't know if they have any other songs that you would have heard of or that I would have heard of, but I really like that one. And I'm looking at the window right now. The snow is illuminated by the streetlight, and it's kind of blowing sideways, and the snowflakes are the size of snowballs. So I'm not really looking forward to walking out through that, but that's all right. I live close enough. Okay, so I was looking at the PSAs in this big binder in the studio next to me, and I found one that I really like. So this one is called It Only Takes a Moment. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. I have to say, that is a weird telephone number to have the dad in the middle there. So if you didn't really get that phone number, it's 877-4-DAD-411. But I really like the message there. I think that there's a lot of fatherlessness, and I think that father involvement is extremely important. And I think that a lot of particularly young men are susceptible to being co-opted by certain things in certain people that don't really have the best intentions for them, that want to give them a home and to sort of maybe take advantage of them, like, you know, hate groups and gangs, all types of nefarious projects and behavior. So once again, fatherhood, very important. Okay. So I am going to move on to the next song on my list, which is Feel Good by Felix John. This is a really good one, so I hope that you enjoy it.
Show you it's a big old world out there,
everybody. That was a pretty short song, but that was Feel Good by Felix John. So I hope you enjoyed that. I was just thinking during the last, as that song played, about the PSA that I just did during the last break, which was about fatherhood. And there are actually a couple good books that I recommend on a kind of related topic. They touch a little bit on fatherhood, I guess. But so one of them is a book called The Boy Crisis by Warren Farrell. And the other is a book called Guyland by Michael Kimmel. And those are both pretty comprehensive texts about boy crisis focuses more on younger boys, obviously, based on the title and sort of the things that afflict them. High diagnosis of ADHD, fatherlessness, as I was talking about before, and you know, a bunch of other different things. Pretty fascinating book. Another is, or the one that I just mentioned before, Guyland, is more about men who are in their, I'd say, late teens, like 18, 19 to, say, like 27. And the whole premise of the book is that boys used to become men. They would, and the markers of manhood would be graduating, if you went to college, moving away from the moving away from your family, getting married, having kids, getting your own house, all those things. So now none of those markers are as common or happening at the same time. So young men, which the book refers to as kind of guys because they're not quite men yet, kind of exist in this in-between phase where they just basically play video games, do fantasy sports, watch porn, hook up, drink, do drugs, and they kind of stay within that world for, it's like an extended adolescence. So pretty fascinating book. And I think it's, I haven't really read it, but I think it's a complimentary book to kind of the crises that face women, young women. And I think that there's a book called Reviving Ophelia, which I haven't read, which is sort of the young women's analog to those books that I was just talking about, The Boy Crisis and Guyland. So anyway, you might find those interesting. The next song is Goodbye to You by Michelle Branch. I really like this song, and it's been a long time since I've listened to some Michelle Branch, so enjoy.
Tears form behind my eyes.
That's a great song. All right, you're listening to Man vs. Mob Radio, and I'm your host, Patrick Clerken. During that break, I was looking at the computer, and I noticed a form called Pre-Show DJ Check-In. And right underneath that, it says, one submission per show is mandatory. If there is no submission, the show will be marked with an unexcused absence. Well, that's not good, because I haven't submitted any of these all semester. So I hope that I can talk my way out of that one. Anyway, I will be sure to submit one of those for tonight. Okay. Well, we're with 11 minutes left in the show. We're kind of running out of time for chat and talk on the studio lines. But if you are so inclined, the studio line is 855-915-9636. Once again, that's 855-915-9636. Those last four digits are WMFO. And if you've been listening for the majority of the show, then I think you've probably noticed that I've gotten a lot better at queuing up the music, which isn't saying much because I started atrocious and I'm now still pretty bad. But I think that there's been marked improvement. All right. Well, the next song is going to be, actually you're really going to like this one. It is Galway Girl, the Martin Jensen remix by Ed Sheeran and Martin Jensen.
Right outside of the bar, she shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm, said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want a drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar, then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know, she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an English man. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just wanna dance. I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. You're my pretty little Galway girl. Galway girl. You're my pretty little Galway girl. You know she beat me at darts and then she beat me at pool, and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. Acapella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an English man. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. You're my pretty little Galway girl. Galway girl. You're my pretty little Galway girl. Well, now we all say the welcome and it's closing time. I was holding a hand, her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside. Finished some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I just wanna dance with her. I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl.
Well, all right. That was a pretty cool version of Galway Girl. That was the Martin Jensen remix, but it's an Ed Sheeran song. So this is Man vs. Mob Radio. I'm your host, Patrick Clerkin. Maybe you've seen me driving around. I have a pickup truck with some decals on the side. I just put those on recently. It's it says Man vs. Mob Podcast and kind of tells you how to get there. But, you know, if you see me going by, if you like the radio program, I don't know, shout at me, say hi, something like that. Don't throw anything at me. I know I'm the man in Man v. Mob, but that would make you the mob if you were throwing stuff at my truck, so don't do that. Okay, I should probably mention that Man v. Mob isn't just a radio program, but it's also a podcast, and you can find that podcast on, my own website for it, www.manvmobpodcast.com. It's important to note that it's not, so it's a man versus mob, but it's not a VS, it's a V in the middle. So www.manvmobpodcast.com. It's also on Apple Podcasts, it's on Spotify, and it's on Stitcher. God forbid if you're on Stitcher. I don't even really know what Stitcher is, but I got it on there. It's also on, I think if you Google search it, Google has a different process where they have this crawler that it Google finds you. So I think Google found me. And I mentioned earlier in the program, I have the intention of changing to a different night next semester. Don't know if I'll be able to get Sunday, but I'm hoping to do Sunday for something called the Sunday Confessional. So like Man v. Mob Radio presents Sunday Confessional. And the format of that show will just be talk like my program right now with an emphasis on in-studio guests and call-ins, but that will more be, I hope to have several guests per episode, but there will be an emphasis on people's weird stories from their week and things that they overheard, things that they saw, things that they regret, things that are just crazy stories or funny stories, whatever. It's a Sunday confessional. It's like the old confessional in the Catholic Church, which might still be happening, but I don't know. Like I said before, just don't confess to serious crimes on this version of the confessional. Okay, that's pretty much it. I have a couple more. I pretty much have time for one more song. And I should mention that after tonight's show of Man vs. Mob Radio, I believe I can extend a couple more for this semester. So it's possible that next week will be the last episode, but I think I can go until like just before Christmas time, maybe through the winter break, because they reconfigure the show in early February. But bear with me on that. I'll let you know next week. Okay. So the final song on my list, which I'm now going to have to search because I was unprepared. Oh, I like this song. Okay, so this is going to be... hold on. Okay, so this one is going to be Do You Love Me by Guster. And I think I'll have just enough time at the end of the song to pop back on and say goodbye. So, enjoy.
We were young, 21, all those years ago. In came the fascination, everything was out of control. Alive, untried, thickets and thorns. Out came a revelation, everything was out of control. Do you feel it? Do you feel it now?
right, everybody. I had to cut that short. You know, the first two-thirds of that song was the foreplay, but I'm going to have to give you blue balls / blue ovaries and cut that short because I just have to say goodbye. You've been listening to Man vs. Mob Radio. I am your host, Patrick Clerkin, and I will see you next week from 7 to 8. I hope that...